This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Cabinet has approved development of Greenfield Airport at Kotabundi in Rajasthan at an estimated cost of 1,507 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav announced the Union Cabinet's decisions while briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon.
Greenfield Airport, naya airport banega Kotabundi Airport. करीब 20,000 स्क्वायर मीटर की टर्मिनल बिल्डिंग बनेगी 3,200 मीटर का रनवे बनेगा 1,000 एकड़ जमीन राजस्थान सरकार इसके लिए फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट दे रही है और करीब 1507 करोड़ रुपए का इन्वेस्टमेंट इसमें आएगा कैपेसिटी इसकी होगी 2 मिलियन पैसेंजर्स पर एनम
मिस्टर वैष्णव आल्सो इन्फॉर्म्ड दैट द कैबिनेट हैज आल्सो अप्रूव्ड कंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ 6 लेन एक्सेस कंट्रोल्ड कैपिटल रीजन रिंग रोड इन ओडिशा at a cost of over 8,307 crore rupees.
Six-lane access control ring road Cuttack aur Bhubaneswar ke liye Kolkata se Chennai ka jo golden quadrilateral ka jo NH-16 ka hissa Cuttack aur Bhubaneswar ke beech mein se nikalta hai. Obviously, wahan pe kafi congestion hai. To lambe time se ek demand thi ki iski ek ring road bane jisse ki traffic ka flow ek alag tarike se theek se ho. To ye planning ki gayi hai. कटक से थोड़ा सा ऊपर टांगी से लेके भुवनेश्वर और खुर्दा को बाईपास करने के बाद में रामेश्वर पे आके ये जुड़ेगा तो एक तरीके से पूरा इसका ये रिंग रोड बना बहुत ही इम्पोर्टेंट प्रोजेक्ट है
पार्लियामेंट हैज पास्ड द माइंस एंड मिनरल्स डेवलपमेंट एंड रेगुलेशन अमेंडमेंट बिल 2025 विद द राज्यसभा अप्रूविंग इट टुडे द लोकसभा हैज ऑलरेडी पास्ड द बिल The bill will further amend the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act 1957. The bill provides that leaseholders may apply to the state government for adding other minerals to an existing lease. The Lok Sabha has passed the Indian Institutes of Management Amendment Bill 2025. Moving the bill, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said, the bill will further amend the Indian Institutes of Management Act 2017. He said, the bill seeks to establish the Indian Institute of Management at Guwahati in Assam, which is an important center of the northeastern region of the country. Mr. Pradhan said it was a long-standing demand of the people of the region. He said a financial grant of 550 crore rupees has been allocated for IIM Guwahati. Both the Houses of Parliament have been adjourned for the day. In other news, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi held the 24th round of Special Representatives Dialogue on the boundary question between the countries in New Delhi today. In his opening remarks, Mr. Doval said, the situation along the border has improved over the past 9 months and has remained peaceful and quiet. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi emphasized that the setbacks that the two countries experienced in the past few years were not in the interest of the people of both sides. The Chinese Foreign Minister, who is on a two-day official visit to India, is also scheduled to meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi later in the day. U.S. President Donald Trump held a phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin today. The Kremlin said the conversation initiated by Mr. Trump followed his recent talks with Mr. Zelensky and European leaders in Washington. According to Kremlin aide Yuri Ushakov, Mr. Putin welcomed Trump's initiative and praised his role in promoting peace efforts. The two leaders discussed involving high-ranking officials in future negotiations and agreed to stay in contact on Ukraine and other international issues. Meanwhile, Russia has called on UK authorities to refrain from actions that undermine Russia and US's efforts to settle the Ukrainian conflict. Back home, Mumbai and its suburbs are reeling under heavy rainfall, leading to severe waterlogging, suspension of local train services, and flight delays. Authorities appealed to citizens to avoid unnecessary travel and asked all private offices and establishments in the Mumbai metropolitan region to direct employees to work from home wherever possible and to avoid unnecessary travel. The Met Department has issued a red alert for heavy rainfall in the city and neighbouring districts for today. And benchmark domestic equity indices ended with gains of over 0.4%. Sensex rose 370 points to close at 81,644, while Nifty closed at 24,980. And that is the end of this news bulletin.